Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Joseph and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Jonah chapter 4 verses 1 through 11. It's going to tie into the reading that we have from our gospel today, which is Luke 11, 1 through 4. So to start with Jonah. Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry that God did not carry out the evil he threatened against Nineveh. He prayed, "I beseech you, Lord, is it not this what I said while I was still in my own country? This is why I fled at first to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger, rich in clemency, loath to punish. And now, Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." But the Lord asked, "Have you reason to be angry?" Jonah then left the city for a place to the east of it, where he built himself a hut and waited under it in the shade to see what would happen to the city. And when the Lord God provided a gourd plant that grew up over Jonah's head, giving shade that relieved him of any discomfort, Jonah was very happy over the plant. But the next morning at dawn, God sent a worm that attacked the plant so that it withered. And when the sun arose, God sent a burning east wind, and the sun beat upon Jonah's head till he became faint. Then Jonah asked for death, saying, "I would be better off dead than alive." But God said to Jonah, "Have you reason to be angry over the plant?" "I have reason to be angry," Jonah answered, "angry enough to die." Then the Lord said, "You are concerned over the plant, which cost you no labor and which you did not raise. It came up in one night and one night it perished. And should I not be concerned over Nineveh, the great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who cannot distinguish their right hand from their left, not to mention the many cattle?" This is our reading from Jonah today, and it's telling, right? What just happened previous to this is Jonah finally made it to the city of Nineveh after running away. He gets there, and he proclaims, "Repent," and they all repent. They do exactly what he had asked for, but his heart wasn't actually in it, that he actually more wanted to see them all suffer and perish, and God to consume their city in flames. And so he's frustrated with God because of what he's seeing, right? I guess not seeing. He's not seeing this city consumed. And he totally misses God's heart in the process, right? Like God's heart, like he says, is, you know, there's these sinful people, there's this sinful city, but God still wants them back to him, right? There's more than 120,000 people who he's saying don't know their right from their left. Like they don't know, they never grew up learning right from wrong. And that's why there was such a such an evil in the city. But they repented and they turned to the Lord. They began to fast and pray and weep and cry out for forgiveness. And they came and Jonah gives this prayer that is just not of the Lord's heart, right? He wants the city to just be burnt, but that's not actually God's heart for them. His heart is mercy and forgiveness and reconciliation. And Jonah doesn't get it. And so God raises up this tree, right? And then cuts it down. And Jonah's more concerned over the death of this tree than the death of 120,000 people who could have died had they not repented. And the point here is that he's a prophet of God, but he's missing God's heart. Like a prophet is supposed to carry and communicate the heart of God. And Jonah totally missed it, that he was so preoccupied in his own things and his own desires. And I think sometimes we end up in the same place where so often we're caught up in our own concerns and our desires. And we see the world and we see the sinfulness in it. And we just want God to end it all, right? We want justice. We want retribution. And so often I think we focus more on wanting all the bad people to just be gone, you know, instead of actually wanting their hearts to be to repent. Like we don't always seek the repentance of people. And God is teaching a lesson of his heart, that actually his heart is for all of his children to come back to him. And we see that in the gospel from Luke, where it says Jesus was praying in a certain place and we had finished. One of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we ourselves forgive anyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" This is what God's heart is, particularly that line that ties in, right? Forgive us our sins as we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. Our call as Christians is forgiveness. Not to hold things against people, not to wish ill of them, not to hope that they all just perish or that bad things happen to them. But actually, our heart is to seek the forgiveness of God, that we ourselves have been granted so much forgiveness And so we have the call, we have the duty to give that forgiveness back to the people around us, not to hold on to hurt, to hold on to frustration, but to give it back to the Lord. Because as it says here, we're asking him to forgive our sins the same way that we forgive those to us. So if we are not actively forgiving the people in our lives, then we're depriving ourselves of the forgiveness and reconciliation of God. So live out forgiveness today. Live out a call to love everyone around you and to sincerely wish and pray that they would turn their hearts to God. This has been a scripture reflection on Jonah and on Luke. Again, my name is Joseph, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Know of our prayers for you, and God bless.